two words. You hear them everywhere.
Your change, sir. 150, 175, $2. Merry Christmas.
Okay, then. We'll check over the Maxwell contract on Monday. Good night, J.B. Merry Christmas.
Morning. Flowers from Pierre's. Sign here, please. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling, Mrs. Talbot. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, then. All right. Merry Christmas.
And this little one's for you, darling, from your lawfully wedded Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Two wondrous, magical words. You hear them everywhere, but what do they mean? What do they stand for in this year of our war, 1942? What is Christmas this year?
Christmas is a promise. From its Toronto studios, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents Christmas is a Promise, being an illustrated Yuletide commentary.
All right, our announcer's given us one answer to the what is Christmas this year question. Christmas is a promise. That isn't the only answer, of course, but it might well be the ideal one for our time, for today. Anyway, it's the title and plot and point and reason for this program. And we're going to explain it pretty carefully later on. Our announcer has given us also a definition of this program. He called it, you remember,
an illustrated Yuletide commentary.
Well, that word illustrated may sound a little curious applied to a radio show, but that'll be explained, too, in just a few moments. So much for prefacing remarks, then. Let's proceed to the order of the day. This thing called Christmas, that's our concern. What is it? Let's examine it, investigate, inventory, probe its ABCs. ABCs. Remember your picture books of early childhood?
A is for
apple.
B is for
ball.
C is for
cat.
Yes, that's it. Now let's take Christmas. Take it and respectfully take it apart. C. C is for candlelight, candy cane, cranberry, and chestnut. For cheer and celebration. C is for church and for charity. C is for chimney with its dark excellence of Yule log smoke. C is for cards. Illustration, please.
One sees two general types of Christmas greeting cards. The first, and possibly most common, is the I do this because everybody else does variety.
Seasons, greetings.
The second type, the true greeting, carries a wish from one heart to another.
May Christmas happiness be yours.
One sees both types, but remembers only one of them.
Thank you. That was our illustrator. Of course, you know, it's difficult to conduct a commentary of this kind without benefit of some explanatory footnotes. C is for carols.
Oh, where are you?
simple magic of carols at Christmas. Sing of good King Wenceslas. Sing of the first Noel. Sing of the herald angels and of the night. Silent. Holy. C is also for another kind of carol. A Christmas carol in prose by Charles Dickens. For almost exactly a century, it's been a Christmas heritage. An immortal anthem to the most peaceful of all days. Illustration, please.
One sees a familiar sight in many thousands of homes on the eve or the day of Christmas. A family portrait of breathless, eager-eyed children and their elders, one of which latter is seen holding a book.
All right. Now make yourselves comfortable and I'll start. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Marley was dead to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to.
And so begins the story that has stirred the heart of humanity for almost 100 years. Find out, Mr. Expert on Statistics, how many times this memorable tale, translated into nearly every language under heaven, is read aloud to circles of enraptured children in one Christmas season. Find out, Mr. Expert, how many of these children, still young or growing up, can ever forget the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future, the Cratchit family, and old Ebenezer Scrooge. Find out, if you can, how many times Mr. Dickens' story comes alive in that one season, from the first glowing page to the last.
And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
C is for chimes, the echoing plain song of Christmas. C is for children, to whom the frothing outward festival of Christmas rightly belongs. The calm festival of the heart comes in later years. And C is for the most childlike of all men born nearly 2,000 years ago, called the wisest one, the gentlest, the most disciplined, and the most truly heroic. For Christmas is the anniversary of the time of his birth. H. C. H. H is for holly and hearth fires and holiday, for heaven and holy and him. H is for home and for heart. At Christmas, home is where you hang your heart. And H is for happiness and humility. Illustration, please.
One sees in the celebrated diary of Mr. Samuel Pepys a fine capturing of a Christmas mood in which the author found himself both happy and humble.
1666, Christmas Day. I lay pretty long in bed and then rose, leaving my wife desirous to sleep, having and set up until 4 this morning, seeing our maids make mince pies. I to church, where our parson Mills made a good sermon, then home, and dined well on some good ribs of beef roasted and mince pies. and plenty of good wine of my own. My heart full of true joy and thanks to God Almighty for the goodness of my condition at this day. Then out and walked alone on foot to the temple, it being a fine post, and so back home.
R. C-H-R. R is for roast. Roast goose, roast chicken, roast beef, roast ham, and of course, roast turkey. R is for roast and rejoicing. R is for red, the rich, warm red of Christmastide. R is for rhyme. Not the poet's rhyme, but the ancient Yule rhyme of winter, compounded of snow and frost. R is for reindeer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, and Blitzen. And R is for reverence and reunion. I, C-H-R-I, first four letters of Christmas. I is for many things, but at Christmas time, it's only a symbol for its own vanished self, a mere sign for a first-person pronoun, which at this time is replaced by a second-person pronoun.
You, not I.
Illustration, please.
One sees in the moods and moments of Christmas countless faces made clear and bright with the sweeping happiness of joy in the heart. And if one looks closer, one sees that the light of happiness in those faces is but a reflection of the same light in the faces of others.
To Eddie, Merry Christmas and love, Sally.
For the twins, Joanne and Steve, from Santa Claus.
To Mother and Dad.
From their son and daughter.
Merry Christmas to Elizabeth. From Elizabeth.
For our postman, with thanks and best wishes from 4410 Chestnut Street.
One sees that Christmas is people. Other people, that is, besides oneself.
You, not I.
S. C-H-R-I-S. S is for star, the star of the east, of Bethlehem. And for shepherds and their sheep who first sighted the star that night nigh 100 score years ago. S is for spirit, the spirit of Christmas, the intangible enchantment and its quality of foreverness. S is for spirits, too, of Christmas past, present, and future. We've mentioned them. S is for snow. Snow soft, silent, and secret. Snow, the ermine ritual robe of Yuletide in world corners of winter. S is for sleigh. As lost without snow as a boat without water. S is for stockings. One moment hanging from the mantle, limp and forlorn, then suddenly stretched and bulging. S is for suspense and surprise. Two joyous states of Christmas expectancy. S is for song, story. And S is for Santa Claus and for Saint. Saint Nicholas, the children's patron saint. A great, red-suited, white-bearded, black-eyed, jolly man with a laugh many centuries deep. T is for tree and trimmings and tinsel and toys. T is for tolerance and Tiny Tim. T is for twilight and the three kings of Orient. T is for the 12 days of the season of Christmas, and especially for Twelfth Night. And T is for truce, the truce declared in those 12 days of Christmastide. Illustration, please.
One sees many songs and poems and tributes to Christmas reappear year after year in that season. Among these, there is a poem which carries what is perhaps the most timely message of them all, and which is decidedly the most neglected. Though certainly for our time, the poem was not written in our time, but many years ago. Its author, G.K. Chesterton. Its title, The Truce of Christmas.
Passionate peace is in the sky, and in the snow, in silver sealed, the beasts are perfect in the field, and men seem men so suddenly. But take 10 swords and 10 times 10, and blow the bugle in praising men. For we are for all men under the sun, and they are against us, every one. And miners haggle, and madmen clutch, and there is peril in praising much. And we have the terrible tongues uncurled that praise the world to the sons of the world. The idle, humble hill and wood are bowed upon the sacred birth. And for one little hour, the earth is lazy with the love of good. But ready are you, and ready am I, if the battle blow and the guns go by. For we are for all men under the sun, and they are against us, every one. And the men that hate herd all together to pride and gold and the great white feather, and the thing is graven in star and stone. But the men who love are all alone. Hunger is hard and time is rough, but bless the beggars and kiss the kings, for hope has broken the heart of things, and nothing was ever praised enough. But hold the shield for a sudden swing, and point the sword when you praise a thing. For we are for all men under the sun, and they are against us, every one. And mime and merchant, thane and thrall, hate us because we love them all. Only till Christmastide go by, passionate peace is in the sky.
M is for mistletoe and mincemeat and mummers. M is for merry, the Christmas adjective. M is for magi, for the Messiah they sought, for one of the gifts they offered, myrrh. And M is for Mary and manger and miracle. A. C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A. A is for alms and for altar, the altar of his crib in the manger. A is for angels and for the alchemy of their song upon a midnight clear. A is for Adeste Fidelis and other Christmas anthems.
to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King.
And A is for answer. Answer. That brings us back to where we started from. There's another S in Christmas, but we covered everything it stands for the first time it appeared. So then, answer. We gave you an answer to the question, what is Christmas this year, at the beginning of the program. Christmas is a promise, we said. And we told you that we would explain what we meant by that. This is what we mean. Christmas is a promise of its own greatest gift, peace.
Christmas is a day of swelling joy,
of warm contentment, of love. It is a day of singing, the voice and the heart. It is a day of great remembrance, a deep, soul-stirring remembrance, honest, humble, and unaffected. Christmas is a day when the whole world realizes that to give all is to receive all, that to love others better than ourselves is to have that love returned. But above all else, Christmas is a day of peace. How many of us, at how many times, have wished that the wonder and beauty of Christmas peace existed not only one day out of a year's 365, but every day. Most of us have wished for that. Many times we have wished for, hoped for, perhaps even prayed for, an eternal Christmas, a never-ending time of peace.
And so it is then that when we say Merry Christmas in this year of our war, 1942, we're passing on a greeting, a blessing, and a hope. The greeting of the season, the blessing of peace on earth, goodwill to men. The hope that the promise of Christmas peace will soon expand and broaden from a single day to an everlasting way of life for all our tomorrows. Merry Christmas.
From its Toronto studios, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has brought you Christmas is a Promise, an illustrated Yuletide commentary written especially for this occasion by the Canadian writer Fletcher Markle. Heard at the microphone were Austin Willis as the commentator and Tommy Tweed as the illustrator. The musical score was conducted by Eric Wilde. The production was under the direction of Sidney S. Brown. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.